Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Progressive Christianity says the Bible is not God's Word. That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
A church in Nashville, Tennessee, they have been making headlines because of a controversial Facebook post by its pastor concerning what the church believes about the Bible. Give us some more details.
Well, Jimmy, the story's been picked up by a lot of news sites and media outlets like The Blaze, ChristianHeadlines.com, Christianity Daily, and The Christian Post, which carried the headline, "A Nashville Church Says Bible Isn't the Word of God, Then Draws Ire." And that article opens this way. A progressive Nashville church has drawn the ire of the internet after sharing a message on social media declaring the Bible isn't the Word of God, inerrant or infallible. And it goes on to say, two Sundays ago, Grace Point Church, led by Pastor Josh Scott, shared a recap of the day's message on Facebook discussing the Bible and the question, what is progressive Christianity? So I went to that post on Facebook from February 7th, and that's still on the church's Facebook page, and it says this: "As progressive Christians, we're open to the tensions and inconsistencies in the Bible. We know that it can't live up to impossible modern standards. We strive to more clearly articulate what Scripture is and is not." And the post goes on to say, "The Bible isn't the Word of God, a science book, an answer or rule book, inerrant or infallible. Rather, it is a product of community, a library of text, multivocal, a human response to God, living and dynamic." Roger Wolseley, who wrote in one of his books this, "Progressive Christianity leans toward panentheism rather than supernatural theism, emphasizes salvation now instead of primarily in heaven later, emphasizes social aspects of salvation instead of merely the personal, and takes the Bible seriously but not necessarily literally." Jimmy, I used to say that the emerging church was liberal theology 2.0. I would say this is liberal theology 3.0, and it's gone a lot further down the rabbit hole and really isn't even Christian in any meaningful way.
David James explaining what progressive Christianity is in the words of those who participate in that religiosity. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The debate over the authority and authenticity of the Word of God is not in question, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, where it says, "All Scripture is given to us by God." Progressive Christianity is dangerous because it is not biblical Christianity. It is false teaching, as Jesus warned, for the last days. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...